talk. But had a very nice festival. Unfortunately, the internet was so bad that it wasn't possible to send anything during the festival. And even now, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to end up sending this one. And but it was very nice. Nishinga Chakradasi, we had class that His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj gave, and unfortunately I wasn't there, so I didn't record that, and so I don't know if you can find it and put the recording up. And then I did put up the class from Tejas Prabhu, or at least that was recorded, and I sent that. And and also had a nice kirtan and feast. Nice feast for Lord Nishimadev. And then following day we had the Yas Pooja celebration, which started off by being able to dress Radha Shamsundar in new clothes, and I think those pictures should be are available, and see those pictures. And it was quite exciting because painting Srimati Radharani is not an easy thing. Painting with a dye, and it also takes, it's very exciting. It takes quite a long time. It takes about an hour and a half. And it's always very difficult to know just exactly how the deities look from the altar, because they look different from a distance. They look better, much more beautiful from a distance. They don't look any different, they don't look any more beautiful, they look the same. But any sort of mistakes that we make in dressing them or decorating them or painting them, they sort of get lost in the 5 or 6 meters in between the altar and where devotees can actually see their lordships. And so everything looks very, very perfect. And then, even from a distance, they're very perfect. But still, there's always an anxiety to do it just right. And the altar was very, very beautiful. The background was, you can see all flowers, different colored flowers, but it was very beautifully done. I think it was most nicely done that I've ever seen. And generally, that becomes the devotee's experience, is they always think that this is like the best, and nothing can top that. And then the next darshan becomes even more wonderful. And that's what means Navanityamanam, is that Krishna is ever fresh, ever beautiful. And just when you think that you've seen everything, then there's always more to see. And then we had ceremonies, a nice feast, and I think devotees enjoyed themselves. And then in the evening we had very, very nice kirtan in which that same sort of mood continued. The only way that Radhisham look nicer in darshan is during kirtan. The two together very much complement each other. And and the more that one sings Hare Krishna, then the more the inclination is, the taste comes to actually see them and be in their presence. And so it's always a difficult time when to stop. I think we stopped around 12:30 or 12:45 a.m. with kirtans, some of which were recorded. I think the last one was recorded, at least a good part of it. And it was very very wonderful continuation of the morning darshan, and obviously a very very nice special experience, because after having chanted and feasted and heard throughout the day, all of that becomes really sort of compounded when the devotees become of one voice, one mind in the evening. And so we, yeah, the kirtan went from like almost 7 o'clock until early in the morning, and it could have gone on further. The only problem was that devotees from Budapest were going back by bus, and so by the time they left here it was past 1 o'clock. I didn't really want them, even traveling at that time wasn't such a great idea, although since the bus driver was rested, everything went all right. But getting back to Budapest probably in time for Mangalartik wasn't. It was nice from a spiritual point of view, transcendental point of view, although it probably upset devotees' own personal schedules. But anyway, it was worth it. And as always, it's a memorable occasion, a good opportunity to just put aside and then be free from all other types of issues, anxieties, and it goes to show that actually the best thing that one can do is just chant Hare Krishna. It's the most rewarding and transcendental activity. The one that sweeps away all other, makes all other problems insignificant. And the only problem in chanting Hare Krishna is when you stop. Otherwise, as long as you keep going, then there's never any problem. And that's how our festival transpired. Those were the main high points. We missed some devotees who did not come, weren't able to attend for some reason, but appreciated the wanting to be here in spirit, and the devotees who made real effort to come here. Some devotees driving for 3 days all the way from Russia, others coming from England. A lot of devotees came, lots and lots of devotees coming from England, devotees coming from Turkey. There was a contingent of devotees that came, and some also that came from Latvia. So it was a varied international festival with lots of devotees from everywhere, to thank everyone for their attendance and their efforts and their well wishes and their affection. And all things being equal, we can continue it next year, although it's not the same. This year when we had kirtan, I sort of, in quotation marks, danced for the last few hours, but it's not wasn't the same, not the same way I used to do it 10 years ago, and reminds us that despite the fact that we have wonderful festivals and wonderful devotee exchanges, but we shouldn't take for granted that they just go on forever, and that they always go on forever in the same way. Ultimately, we continue to live in the material world, but albeit temporarily. And the only place that we can do eternal festivals, unending festivals without disturbance, is in the spiritual world. And that's where we'll be able to have, and that was my lament also, that why we can't have such festivals every day, and new dresses for the deities and decorations every day, because we're not in the spiritual world. You can do it in the spiritual world. In the material world, even if you have great kings who sponsor it, and like they used to sponsor it in Vrindavan, but where is Vrindavan now? So fulfillment of all desires takes place in Goloka Vrindavan. That's why our motto is back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.